The Eddy B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Zevachim has been dedicated by our good friend and student of the Shi'ur Daf Yomi, Binyamin HaKohen, Benny Cohen, that they call Benny C., that has dedicated this Masechet, and Be'ezrat Hashem he will have Hatzlacha V'harvacha, and being that he is a Kohen, Be'ezrat Hashem when Mashiach comes, he will serve in the Beit HaMikdash with the other Kohanim that will serve in the Zichut, that he dedicated this Masechet that specifically talks about the Avodah of the Kohanim in the Beit HaMikdash of the Korbanot. Daf Chav Zayin, today's daf is being started in Rishmat Avraham Ben Esther, Ruach Hashem Terechan Began Eder, Amen V'Rufu Ashma Miki Ben Jemi, and then Afanu Rufat Nefesh V'Rufat Tukarabal V'Vechini Rasuvar Amen, Amen V'Latzitahan Ben Yamin Mordechai Ben Esther. We begin today's daf on Chav Vav Amud Bet. We are starting three lines on the bottom at the mitzvah. Let's review what we need to know in order to set up today's Gemara. We had a Mishnah. The Mishnah talked about sprinkling the blood of the Korban in the wrong place. Sprinkling it on the ramp. Or sprinkling it on the wrong side of the Mizbeach. So we said in the Mishnah, in all those cases, sometimes you're supposed to sprinkle the blood above the line. Sometimes you're supposed to sprinkle below the line. There was a line on the wall of the Mizbeach. Basically, he did it wrong. So the deen in the Mishnah is Pasul. Pasul ve'en bo karet. What does that mean, Pasul ve'en bo karet? So the Gemara explained, Pasul means the first line of the Gemara, meaning on top of the line of the Gemara, Amar Shmuel, Psul basar avad ba'alim mitkaferu. Shmuel's shita was that the meat is pasul. You can't eat the meat once you sprinkle the blood wrong, but the ba'alim get kapara. That's the main thing you have to remember in Shmuel Shita. When you sprinkle the blood wrong, ba'alim get kapara. I mean, there's no do-over. It's done. The kapara is there. But the basar of the korban cannot be eaten. When I begin, we have a question. Hashem liten et litanim lema'ala, lemata, lemata, lema'ala, le'alta, kasher. This case is talking about over here, where let's say at the time of the Avodah, let's say he was doing Shechita, Kabbalah, Holacha, the three major Avodot, at the time of the slaughtering, or at the time of the receiving of the blood, or at the time of bringing the parts to the Mizbeah. These are the main avodot. Shaita, Kabbalat Adam, Olachat Adam, Heshev. He had a thought in his brain. What was he thinking? He thought that he's going to sprinkle what he's supposed to sprinkle above, he's going to sprinkle below. And what he's supposed to sprinkle below, he's going to sprinkle above. Which means, his kavana in his mahshaba was, I'm doing this Shaita, I'm not to sprinkle wrong. We never had this case. We had a case in the Mishnah where he actually did it wrong. This case is he's thinking at the time of the Shechita a kavana that he's going to do it wrong. Le'altar. Le'altar means today, immediately. Today on the day that he's going to bring the Korban. So it says in the Braita, Kashir. Oh, what's the Pshat? How can it be Kashir? So the Pshat is like this. Because our Mishnah only talked about when a person actually put it on the wrong spot. Then it's pasul. But a machshava to put it on the wrong spot is not going to be pasul. Which means all he did is have a machshava. He didn't actually put it on the wrong spot. He was just thinking to do it, and then when he got to the actual service, he did it right. So a machshava to put it on the wrong spot, bo bayum, that today, whose kavanah is to slaughter it today, sprinkle it today like he's supposed to, just to kavanah at the wrong spot, everything is kashir. However, hazar, and therefore, continue Braita, hazar v'hishev, chutz l'mkomo, pasul ve'en bo karet. We have a rule like this. Since it's still kashir, the animal, and the korban, now let's say in the next service, he did Shechita, now he's doing Kabbalat Adam. Let's say during Kabbalat Adam, he had a kavana to eat the Korban chutz l'mkomo, to eat the Korban out of its time. So the deen is going to be, the Korban is going to become pasul, like always, whenever you have kavana in any of the services that you're going to eat the Korban chutz l'mkomo out of its place, the deen is chutz l'mkomo, not zmano. Chutzim Kumo means out of its place. You can eat it outside Jerusalem or outside of a wherever confines you're allowed to eat it from. The animal becomes pasul, the korban becomes pasul, and there is no karet. Chutzlis mano pigul v'hayav ala hayvim alav karet. But if he has a kavana in the subsequent avodot of pigul, what is pigul? That he's going to eat the animal outside of its time. So then there's korban is pasul. It's not called pasul. It's called pigul, and the owners are going to be hayav karet. Always keep in mind there's two things. There's chutzlim komo and there's chutzlis mano. Chutzlim komo makes the animal pasul, but no karet. Chutzlis mano is worse. Chutzlis mano means that you're eating it past its time, makes the animal pigul, it's called, and the owner gets karet. Now, whatever, whoever made the pigul. So the point is, now, the law is like this, that so long as there's no other psul, then you hayav on pigul. And therefore, since there's no psul here in the beginning, since in the beginning, when they got a machshava to sprinkle the blood in the wrong place, the animal's kasher still. So therefore, when pigul happens after that, it'll hit. Because so far there's no psul. Pigul can only be the only isur in the animal for it to be hayav karet. So therefore, since at the time of the shechita he had a bad machshava to sprinkle in the wrong place, but that machshava is not posel. So therefore, if he has subsequently a pigul machshava, the pigul machshava will be hayav a karet. Continue the braita, and this is the main part that we need from the braita. The mahar. Let's say the guy, when he slaughtered the animal, his kavanah was to sprinkle it in the wrong place tomorrow, lemahar. Then already it is pasul. The korban is pasul. Hazar vechishev. And therefore, if he subsequently had another machshava, ben chutzlis mano, ben chutzlim komo, pasul ve'em bo karet. Therefore, subsequently, if you had a kavanah chutzlim komo, even chutzlis mano, there's not going to be a karet on that case. Because since it's pasul already from the beginning, so there can be no karet on the chutzlis mano. Why is it pasul in this case? What did he do? He slaughtered the animal. What is he thinking when he slaughtered the animal? Lemahar, tomorrow, I am going to put this, this blood in the wrong spot on the mizbeach. Now, let me tell you one principle. You're not allowed to have a machshava that you're going to eat the korban outside of its time. That's called pigul. So let's say the animal's only be able to be eaten until Tuesday. But at the time that I'm slaughtering, I'm thinking, you know what? I'm slaughtering this animal, I'm not to eat it on Wednesday. Then the krab pigul, hayav karet. Pigul lo yiratze. Good? That's not the only case of pigul. Pigul is not only the achila of the Adam, but pigul also applies to achilat ha-mizbeach. Anything that goes on the mizbeach is also considered an achila, namely the blood. So in this case over here, what did the guy say? The guy is slaughtering the animal. What is his machshava? I'm going to put the blood on the wrong place tomorrow on the mizbeach. Now wait. You tell me what? Pasul. Pasul. But there's no karet in such a case. So the Gemara asks, "V'ish shelo b'mkomom kimkomod ame hay pasul pigulhu." If you're telling me that putting it in the wrong place is okay, because that's Shmuel's din in the Mishnah, that if you put it in the wrong place, the Baalim still get kapara. So this is a classic case of pigul. The guy slaughtering today, saying, "I'm slaughtering it al menat to put it on the mizbeach tomorrow." Meaning chutz lizmano. And therefore, why are you telling me in the Braita Pasul, it should tell me in the Braita it is indeed Pigul, and therefore it should be Hayav Karet? That's the Gemara's question again. The guy, Pigul is Hayav Karet. No, it says Pasul. The Gemara is asking, why does it say Pasul? It should say Pigul. Pigul is worse, Pigul is Hayav Karet. Pasul means the animal is Pasul, but then Karet. Adraba, if you're having a Kavana, Lasim et Adam, and you tell me that that's okay, meaning it works, meaning that's a service. So therefore you're having kavanah to do a legitimate service past its time. That's considered pigul. Why you tell me only pasul? Think about this question according to Shmuel. It was Amar Mor Zutra. So Gemara, he gives a rule, Bor Zutra. Very important rule Bor Zutra has. Zerika de sharia basar ba'achila maita lide pigul. Zerika de lo sharia basar ba'achila lo maita lide pigul. Now we have a rule. Only a type of zerikat adam that's matir the meat, that type of zerika can bring to pigul. But a zerika that's not matir the meat cannot bring to pigul. You're right. This zerika, you're doing it in the wrong place. Kaparat al-ba'alim, yeah. But is the basar good? According to Shimon, the basar is pasul. And therefore, since this type of zerika, the basar is pasul, it cannot bring to pigul. Klal gadol b'yadenu. Zerika shelo matir et basar lo mevi'a lide pigul. And therefore, what was this guy's machshava? He's slaughtering on the animals. Kavana is, I am going to sprinkle this tomorrow on the wrong place of the mizbayah. Tomorrow. That's chutzis mano. Achilat mizbeach chutzis mano. He's doing a service of pigul. Well, it should be kayav karet. No, since he's doing it in the wrong place, the basar does not become kasher. So a pigul cannot happen in a case where the basar is not matir. Okay, klal. So comes the Gemara says, who told you that, by the way? It's a nice rule. Where'd you make that up from? Dichtiv. I didn't make it up. I have a pasuk. Dichtiv. Ve'im he'achol ye'achen be'besar zebach shel amav pigul yehiyeh. If you eat the korban past its time, so then it's called the pigul. So it says, mi shepigulo garam lo, which means only pigul zeh. Only with it's the pigul that made the korban invalid. Yatsa zeh she'en pigulo garam lo elo isur davar acher garam lo. Which the pasuk says, if you ate it past its time, it's asur. Why? Because it's pigul. Only when the meat is asur because of pigul, but if the meat is asur because of something else, then you don't cannot come to pigul. And this meat is asur because the blood was sprinkled, or the kavanah was sprinkled in the wrong place. That's a different deen. She's mishe habasar ne'esar machmat pigulo. About im habasar ne'esar, if the blood, if the meat becomes asur because of something else, namely this case over here, there's no pigul. Okay, good. Gemara says, wait. Ihache etzule name lo nefsal. So then why is it pasul? Which means, why are you telling me that the korban is pasul? I slaughtered today. My kavana is to put it on the mizbeach tomorrow. In the wrong spot. So if you're telling me there's no pigul over here, because there cannot be a pigul in a case where there's achilat, where the basad does not become kashir, why indeed is the animal pasul in the word in all? He says, "Me'achar shemachshava azrika shelo b'mkumon lemahar emba kedel lafshut korban lepigul," which is, if it doesn't make it pigul, why does it make it pasul? The Gemara says, "Amar Rav Nachman bar Yosef, I'll tell you why it's pasul. Midei da'avi amachshevet hinuach ve'alibad Rabbi Yehuda. It's like the concept of hinuach." According to the Biyuda, what's Hinuah? According to the Biyuda, so there's a machloket. They slaughtered the animal. At the time of the slaughtering, he's thinking like this: I'm going to leave the blood until tomorrow without sprinkling it. I'm going to leave it. And the only time you see the Torah is a problem is when you have kavanah that you're going to do a service outside of its time. But in this case, the guy's kavanah is what? I'm going to slaughter it, and I'm just going to leave the blood until tomorrow. I'm not going to do anything. I'm just going to leave it. So here we have a...
Kavanah to sprinkle it all.
Not sprinkle it all. Kavanah to leave it. So he says like this. Rabbi Yehuda sove shakorban pasul lachemim makshirim. Hamachshava laniyach et adam enenu oset akorban pigul. Why? Mepnei she'en pigul ila v'choshev al achila shel adam o achila shel mizbeach. Here is no achila shel adam o achila shel mizbeach. You're planning on not to do it. You're just leaving it laniyach. אמנם רבי יהודה סובר שהקופים הקורבן נפסל על ידי מחשבה זו, שהרי אם יעשה במחשבתו, if he actually executes what he's thinking in his brain ויניח בפועל את אדם עד לחל זמנו, קורבן ייפסל. So a מחשבה like that has enough to be פוסל. rule. If I would slaughter and leave the blood a day, not doing anything with it, Quran become pasul, yes? So the hadush is a mashava like that would be pasul. Everybody agrees if you left the blood, if you actually did it, it's pasul. If you left the blood, not doing anything for that day. The question is, does a mashava on the non-service make it a problem? Hakim says no problem.
For sure it's not pigul.
For sure it's not pigul, because no achila. The question is, it pasul? Because again, when I'm slaughtering, it's all mashava. Again, the case is talking about where at the end he didn't do it. At the end, he put it on the zrika, everything fine. It's all a mashava that he had at the time of the shechita, that I'm going to slaughter this amenat to leave it in the keli until Wednesday. So Hakim said, so what? That mashava is not going to be posetic. Continue on. Catch the blood, sprinkle it today, you're okay. The Rebbe says, no. That mashava is posel. It can't be pigul the korban because there's no achila over here. You know what I mean? A kavanah na achila. No achila, tadamu la achila muzbaya. But since he has a kavanah to do something, that if he would do it, would be pasul, the mashava is posel as well. So that's the problem in this case also. In this case over here, the reason why the brayta said it's pasul is because he's slaughtering it lemahar. Lemahar what? Lemahar amenat to leave the blood until mahar. And he's following the shita of Rabbi Yehuda that says, shahata amenat lehaniyah lemahar, it's going to be pasul, and that's the Gemara says. So therefore we've solved Shmuel's opinion. Let's review Shmuel's opinion again. Somebody would ask you, according to Shmuel, a person sprinkles the blood in the wrong spot. What's the deen? The deen is habasar pasul, habalim nitkaperu. Very good. Oh, this. Now you're running into pigul issues over here. You're running into pigul issues. Odd palm. That's the Gemara's question. The Gemara's question was, according to Shmuel, why does it say that if he's planning on sprinkling it tomorrow, that you're telling me it's pasul, it should be pigul? So you answered, because we have a rule. Pigul only applies where the meat is permissible. But where the meat is asur, then pigul doesn't kick in. Okay, it's a technicality of Murzutra. Now we get to Rishlakish. Rishlakish is going to give us a new answer over here. New way to learn the Mishnah. Yes. Okay. Either achilat Adam or achilat hamizbeach. Zinika is considered achila because the mizbeach is eating. Oh, that's the Gemara's question. So why is it pasul? Should be pigul, right? Well, what was this machshava? No. He's not. Sorry, my friend. There he's not kavanah to achila. There, Rabbi Yehuda's kavanah is lahaniyah. There's no avodah. There's no achila. זה להניח, אני שוחט על מנת להניח את הדם. זה לא אכילה, זה לא פיגול. פיגול for sure it's not. פיגול זה דווקא לאכול את זה חוץ לזמנו, או לשים את זה על המזבח חוץ לזמנו. אבל להניח, לכן החכמים אומרים, מה זה להניח? Continue bringing the קורבן. המחשבה הזאת לא ייפסל את הקורבן. תמשיך להביא את הקורבן. When Rabbi Yehuda says no, any machshava that if you would actually fulfill your machshava is posel the קורבן, the machshava is posel the קורבן as well. Now Rish Lakish has a new opinion in the Mishnah. Because really, Shmuel was a Hiddush. Shmuel read our Mishnah. It said, if you sprinkle it in the wrong place, pasul. So he split the Adam. Pasul means the basar is pasul, but kapara you get. Which was a Hiddush. I would have said, pasul means pasul, the korban is no good, no kapara, no nothing. He said, no, pasul means basar pasul, but kapara yesh. Rish Lakish has a different way of understanding. Ishtakish says like this. Ishtakish amar le'olam pasul mamash shelo b'mkomo kemekomo dame. Which means really when it says in the Mishnah pasul, it's pasul mamash. Meaning the Ba'alim do not get kapara. Not like Shmuel says. When you sprinkle it on the wrong place, pasul and kapara. But then he says, ושלא במקומו כמקומו דמה. Oh, but if you sprinkle the blood in the wrong spot, it's considered like you sprinkle it in the right spot. Hey, so make up your mind then. So then why is it pasul and you're not going to get kapara? So Yehuda says, ולא קשיא. There's no question. What do you mean there's no question? We have a seed out here. Which is, how could, Shekish is agreeing to Shmuel, that when you put the blood in the wrong spot, it'll be able to be mechaper. So then why does that Mishnah say it's not mechaper? So the answer is, Kan Shenatan Bishtika, Kan Shenatan Ba'amira. Okay, we're giving halukim now. Kan Shenatan. Exactly, no, Bishtika. He didn't say anything. Which means, when the Kohen put the blood in the wrong spot, he kept quiet. And therefore, in that case over there, he wasn't thinking of anything. Therefore, in that case, when he puts the blood in the wrong spot, Bishtika, like whatever, Kapara, no problem. Because Chutzim Komo is Kim Komo. But our Mishnah is different. Amishnah is doing Kan Shenatan Ba'amira. The Kohen, at the time that he did the Zirikah Shelo B'mkomo, he said that his da'at was what? Le'echol min ha'basar le'achar zmano. Oh. So when he puts the blood in the wrong spot, and he says that his Kavanah is to eat it in the wrong time, so therefore the Mishnah says, it's going to make the Qurban Pasul, but not become Pigul. Why? Because since the Basar is not going to be Kasher, Pigul it cannot be. Explain again the Shtakish. The Shtakish holds like this. The Pasul on Amishnah is Pasul Mamash. No Kapara, no nothing. But what do you mean? At the same time he holds that if you put it in the wrong spot, it's Kim Komo. Yes, I agree. When you put it in the wrong spot, without any mahshavot, stam, you just put it in the wrong spot, good luck. Everything is going to be, okay, I mean, kapara will be available.
Can you eat it also?
No. Kapara will be available, but kapara will be available. But when you put it in the wrong spot, what a mahshavot to eat it, chutzlis mano. Now stop, pigul it can be. Because the basar is not going to be legitimate, like Murzutras taught us just now, that when the basar is no good, pigul is no good. But it's going to be pasul. So he really is mukim the Mishnah out of its normal context. When the guy put the stuff on the Mizbeah, there was another thing he did also, which the Mishnah doesn't tell us. Which is, normally when a guy puts a chutzim komo, stam, you're right, it's going to be kasher. Meaning, kapara is going to be done. Mashiach, our Mishnah is not talking about we did it bishtika. Our Mishnah is talking about we did it with a da'at to eat it, shelo chutzim mano. A pigula cannot be, but it's going to be a psul. So the Gemara says it's different. It's different from Shmuel the way he's learning the Mishnah.
But maybe Shmuel would agree that if he had also a mashallah,
Shmuel doesn't have to go that far. Or maybe he does. Maybe we'll see he does. But Shmuel didn't include that case yet in our Mishnah. Shmuel learned the Mishnah straight. Stam, you put it on the Mizbeah. He learned you putting on the Mizbeah a stam.
What about the is that you didn't say in the first case Pishtika wouldn't make difference?
Because it's Shalom Mekomo. Shalom Mekomo. The Shtakish maskim im da'at Shmuel. Shenetinat dam Shalom Mekom mu'ila lechaper al ha'ba'alim ve'ena mu'ila le'atir et ha'basar. Omnam the Shtakish sovel shilu hayta Mishnah mitkavenet lomar shirak ha'basar pasul. It should have said it. It's a dohak to say that when it says a pasul, it only means the basar is pasul, but you got kapara. He's learning the Mishnah more straight. When it says pasul, pasul means totally. Totally, exactly. In which case is he talking about over here? When you did it, chutz, this but no. When you put chutz of komo, you put the blood in the wrong spot. And at the time that he did it, his kavanah was for chutz. This is but no. That case of it is going to be pasul. He said it.
Amira.
Amira.
That's what it means.
Of course. Amira chutz mano. Therefore,
it's makshava, same thing? Or no?
It's worse.
So the same. So maybe makshava. If he's
wait. Go on now. I've got a question for makshava. But the point is over there. So again, so kan shenatan b'sha'amar kohen shedato leichol min ha'basar le'achar zmano. Beautiful. So he says, some have makshava, but no amira. Okay, so look at what the girsa is over here. Makshava or not. But the point is, so therefore, read our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, he put it in the wrong place, pasul. The Shekish says, you know what pasul means? Like it sounds. Pasul. Not kapara. No kapara, zero. You know why? Because the guy did two things wrong over here. He put it kutzlim komo, and he said that he's doing it al dat lechol et zehutz lizmano. When you do that, it might not make it pigul, but kapara you're not getting. So he agrees with everything that Shmuel said. He just cannot tolerate to learn the Mishnah that says pasul. The pasul means avanet kapru. The doa, according to the Shekish. Right? So Gemara says, okay. Now I'm going to read you the next time and explain what's to take place in the Gemara. Gemara very rarely does this, but the Gemara says, Tanan. Heshev letene teletarim lemata lemala lemala lemata ad. Midi dehavi amachshev tinuach valibad Rabbi Yehuda. Which means the Gemara doesn't want to repeat all the questions we just asked on Shmuel. So it just gives you the brief version. It says, from this, add this, ask all the set of questions that we just asked on Shmuel, and then give the final answer that is going according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Gabe Hinuach. Which means, whatever questions you asked on Shmuel, you can ask on the Shakish. Because the Shakish basically holds the same thing. That what? That when you put it Chutzlim Komo, it is considered Kim Komo. Oh, so if it's considered Kim Komo, then he asked the question, why does it say if you did it with Kavanah LeMahar, that is Pasul? It should say Pigul. Oh, so Gemara, we'll have to answer because Morzutra. Because if the Basar doesn't become Kasher, then the Pigul doesn't apply. Oh, so why should it be Pasul at all? Ah, Alibad Rabbi Yehuda, then he asked. It's all those set of questions just on Shmuel. And to this point, ask it on Shmuel. So we saved a couple of lines over there in the Gemara. Okay. Now we go to a third Shita. So far we have Shmuel. And we have the Shlakish, which is basically similar in principle. Now we have the third Shita of Rabbi Yohanan. He's going to explain the Mishnah a little different. He says, Rabbi Yohanan Amar, Idi vi Idi Shenatan Bishtika. Which means like this. Idi vi Idi. Our Mishnah and the Mishnah later on. Which Mishnah later on? Okay, so we learned in our Mishnah that when you put the blood shlobim kumo, it's pasul. Later on it says, we learned this Mishnah yesterday. It said yesterday we learned. You put the blood in the wrong spot. We learned the Mishnah later on. We'll see it on Lamed Bet. If there's any more blood left over, do it again. This is the Mishnah later on. It said, you sprinkle the blood shlobim kumo. It says, go back to the animal. If you still see dam hanefesh that's coming out, make kabbalah and go do it again. So why does our Mishnah come along and say it's pasul? And the other Mishnah comes along and says you have a way to fix it. So Rabbi Yohanan says, I'll tell you why. He says, Idi v'idi shenatan b'shtika. Both cases are talking about where you did it b'shtika. You didn't do anything wrong. You just put it there, you kept quiet. V'shelo b'mkomo lav kimkomo dame. Oh, and when you put it in the wrong spot, it's a problem. Shelo b'mkomo is a problem. And what? Hadika dama nefesh, hadalika dama nefesh. And the difference is there dam nefesh or not dam nefesh? Which means like this. Really, if you put it in the wrong spot on the Mizbeah, it's pasul. Chutzlim komo, shalom komo is not good. And that's why our Mishnah says it's pasul. But later on it said it's okay. You know why I said it's okay? Because there was more blood. If there's more blood, do over, do it again. Since you didn't do anything here, you didn't postpone the service, meaning you didn't interrupt the service, you did nothing. So therefore, go do it again. So therefore, according to Rabbi Yohanan, he's arguing on the Shlakish and on Shmuel. Whereas the Shlakish and Shmuel hold, Hutzlim Komo is Kim Komo, Rabbi Yohanan's going to hold that Hutzlim Komo is not Kim Komo. And therefore the Mishnah's deen, when it says Pasul, it is Pasul. But later on it says it's Kasher. Why is it Kasher? Because it's talking about where there's more blood. Very easy according to him. Good? Comes the Gemara and says, okay, Tanan. Pasul ve'en bo karet. Now listen to this. Our Mishnah's language was what? When you put the blood, Chutzlim Komo, it's Pasul ve'en bo karet. I can ask you a question. Why would you think there's karet? Oh wait. Now karet only is a discussion when there's a pigul situation. Right? When there's a pigul situation. I got to introduce things that are chutzlis, but no, to even discuss the subject of karet. So the Gemara says, why would the Mishnah say pasul according to the Yohanan? According to the Yohanan, what's the reason why it's pasul? Because you put the blood in the wrong spot. Was it invoke karet? Why would I even think there should be a karet? Whereas according to the Shlakish, I understand why. Because the case was talking about where he put it on the Mizbeach Shilobim Komo with intention to eat it chutzlis, but no. Ah, so therefore I need the Mishnah to tell me en bo karet, because since the meat is not mutar, en bo karet, but there's a chutzlis mano element. But according to Rabbi Yohanan, there's no chutzlis mano element over here. It's chutzlim komo, is enokim komo, therefore it's pasul because it's pasul. What's the hava mina to even mention that I have isu karet over here? Gemara, tenan pasul ve bo karet, bishlamad rishlakish, hainu diktani pasul ve en bo karet. Ela Rabbi Yohanan, my envo karet. But according to Rabbi Yohanan, what's the lashon of the Mishnah envo karet? Karet is not a factor. Karet is not an issue. The Gemara concludes on that. Kasha, you're right. It's a kasha, unresolved. We cannot answer that question. Sheila. So the Gemara says, "Veli Shmuel, my envo karet." Right. According to Shmuel, we have the same question. How did Shmuel learn our Mishnah? No machshavot. Guy went, he put the kohen, went, he put the zirikat adam in the wrong spot. So what do we say when you put it in the wrong spot? Chotzlim komo is kim komo. Pasul means what? The basar is pasul. What do you get? Kapara. Why would I think there's a karet over here? There's no chotzlim mano contentions over here. So it's the same question. For the shmuel embo karet, what does he do with it? So it was haki ka'amar. Im natan b'machshava pasul. Ve'en bo karet. Oh. Rish Lakish, I'm sorry, Shmuel is going to learn the Mishnah implicit two cases. Learn the Mishnah like this. Im natan pasul. Stop, period. What's that case? Have we learned? You put the blood in the wrong spot, pasul. Ve'en bo karet is a new case. Ve'im natan et adam shelo b'mkomo b'machshava le'echol et zeh. Lemahar in Bokaret. Right? No, Rishtakish, he didn't learn two cases in the Mishnah. He learned in the case of the Mishnah, it's all one case. Whereas Shmuel is going to learn there's two cases. Im Natan Pasul. In Bokaret is a new case. In Bokaret, so he did it like Rishtakish said. We put on the Mishnah. Good. So now we have the three Shitot. The three Shitot, basically, the Shmuel and the Shlakish, which are really similar. Just a technicality, how to learn the Mishnah. And then you have the Shita of Rabbi Yohanan that holds Chutzlim Komo is not good. It's Pasul because it is Pasul. Chutzlim Komo is not Kime Komo. Now the Gemara is going to ask on the Shlakish and Rabbi Yohanan. Because of Rabbi Yohanan, Ishelo Bim Komo, Lav Kim Komo Dame, Lehve Ki Nishpach Menakeli Ala Ritzpa, Beya Asvenu. Which means like this. The guy went, the Kohen went, why the guy? The guy went, he read Kabbalat Adam. He went to the Mizbeah, and he poured the blood in the wrong spot. What does the Yohanan say? Invalid, wrong spot, Korban invalid, Pasul. So they say, according to the Yohanan, let him go now, take the same keli and collect it. Since you didn't do anything, so you let it be like it spilled on the floor. We learned already in the Gemara that if once the blood fell into the keli sharet, then it spilled on the floor, the Kohen is allowed to scoop it up from the floor. If it fell on the floor straight, it's pasul. It's got to land in the keli sharet. Once it lands in keli sharet, then spills, you can collect it. So the Gemara says, according to Yohanan, that you sprinkled it in the wrong spot doesn't count. Let the Kohen come and take the keli sharet and scoop it up, yes, finu, and let him do it again. Huh? Same blood. The same blood. Exactly. Which means, why did the Mishnah say it's pasul? It's not pasul. It should say, Ve'im zarak et adam shelo b'mkomo, yasvenu. Collect it again, according to the Yohanan. No, the Mishnah doesn't say that. The Mishnah says pasul.
If he didn't do it.
Why would the Mishnah not give me that option? The Mishnah has to tell me. Your first option is yasvenu. Ve'im lo asaf pasul. Why do I pasul? As if I have no chance? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you why. Sabarla keman de'ama lo yasvenu. Because there's a shita out there that says you can't collect it. Where's that shita? Yeah, Damar Rav Yitzchak Bar Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Yohanan, Hakol Modim. All the rabbis agree. Benitanim lemarla shenitana lemarla lemata shenitana lemata shelokin mitzvatan. Where the blood that was supposed to be put above the line, you put below the line. The one that was supposed to be below the line, you put above the line, which is basically you sprinkled the blood in the wrong spot on the wall of the mizbeach. There was a red line. Certain korbanot you had to sprinkle the blood above the line. Certain korbanot you had to sprinkle it below the line. So the Gemara says, we all hold that what? That if you sprinkled above, you did it below. Or below, you did it above. Shiluk mitzvatan, which means not like the mitzvah, not like you're supposed to do it. Lo yasvenu. Everybody agrees, you cannot collect the blood. You did it with pisul, it's too late. The blood cannot be collected. Why? Because bottom line, since you put it on the mizbeah, something happened. You might have put it in the wrong spot, but bottom line, it hit the mizbeah. Once it hits the mizbeah, it's kodesh to a certain extent. However, lo nechliku ela nitanin lemarla shenetanan lemata lemata shenatan shenetanan lemarla. Where's going to be the machloket? Let's say on blood. Benitanim lemarla, where you're supposed to put it above. Shinetanan lemata, and you put it below. You see, read the Gemara again. Can you go back to the words modim? Modim, nitanin lemala, shinetanan lemala. Lemata, shinetanan lemata. Which means, the first case where everybody agrees is where you put the blood where it's supposed to be. You put the one that's supposed to be lemala, lemala. And the one that's supposed to be lemata, you put lemata. But you just did it shiloh mitzvatam. Left hand you did it. So you put it in the right spot, but you get technical. You did it shiloh mitzvatam, you threw it with your left hand. Okay, so everybody's going to say, ipalma, you put it in the right spot. So you cannot collect the blood anymore. Because bottom line, it hit the right spot. Technical issue that you did it with your left hand. But where's the machloka going to be? Well, let's say what's supposed to go up, you put down. And what's supposed to go down, you put up. So then it says, Rabbi Yosef omed lo yasvenu. Rabbi Yosef says, you still can't collect it. Why? I did it wrong. It hit the mizbeach. The Rabbi Shimon omed yasvenu. And Rabbi Shimon says, no, since you did it in the wrong spot, it's nothing. Oh, Mishnatenu. Edvra omed lo yasvenu. And we have to say that our Mishnah is going like the opinion of Rabbi Yosef, lo yasvenu. Therefore, learn the Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan said, you sprinkle the blood in the wrong spot. What's the law? The law is it is pasul, no good. And what? Not only no good, but you don't even have an option to collect it. Because we're following the Shita of Rabbi Yosef that says that when you sprinkle the blood in the wrong spot of the Mizbeah, lo yasvenu. Good. Gemara continues. Now the Gemara goes on a side point. Didn't I just tell you a machloket between the Rabbi Yosef and the Rabbi Shimon when you sprinkle it in the wrong spot? Can you collect it or not? We're going to redefine that machloket. Rav Chasda Amar Avimi. Rav Chasda said the name of Avimi. Hakol Modim. Everybody agrees. Benitanin lemata shenitanan lemaala. Oh, stuff that you blood you're supposed to put beneath the line that you put above the line. Shelo yasvenu. You were supposed to put it beneath, and you put it above. The kol sheken benitanin lemaala shenetanan lemata. And certainly, where we're supposed to put it above the line, and you put it below, that hoil v'damim ma'elyonim lemata hen ba'im. Exactly, which means everybody's going to agree. Even if you made a mistake up down, kashir. In two cases we have over here, nitanin lemata. Gotcha. Here's the line.
Trickle down.
Yeah, exactly. Trickle down. Here's the line. Nitanin lemata that I put above. It's going to be kasher. Even though these bloods have no sheikhut above the line. But still it's going to be kasher. Kol sheken, in the case where I put the bloods that are supposed to be here, and I put them here. Kol sheken, of course, you know why? Because these bloods have a sheikhut to here. Because these bloods trickle down to here, beneath the line. So if I'm going to tell you that bloods that were supposed to be placed here that were placed here is bidyavad okay, that you cannot, that's
good. No,
I'm not discussing the kapara. We're discussing lo yasfenu, which means since it hit the mizbeach, it's kadosh lo yasfenu. You cannot collect it. I'm just telling you why it's a cold chicken. Listen again. Everybody agrees in the following case according to Rav Chasda. Blood that belonged here, yes, and I sprinkled here. Lo yas, not kasher. Lo yasfenu. Do not collect it. The rule is going to be like this. Once the blood hit the mizbeach and has sheikhut to the mizbeach, you can't collect the blood anyway. You got to take the blood. If this I put here is kosher, certainly if I put what belongs here over here, it's kosher. Meaning it's going to be, the mizbeach is going to be mekadeshit. Because this blood eventually trickles down anyway beneath the line. So therefore, in both those cases, everybody agrees, not that you did right, you did wrong. But since it hit the mizbeach, lo yasfenu, you cannot collect the blood anymore. So where's the machloket in collecting the blood? Lo nechluku ela nitanim nifnim shenetanam bachutz bachutz shenetanam nifnim. Where you messed up on the mizbeach. Instead of putting the blood on the inner mizbeach, you put it on the outer mizbeach. Or the outer mizbeach, you put it on the inner mizbeach. Should it be Yosef Omer Yasfenu, but it be Shimon Omer Lo Yasfenu. Fine, when Rabbi Yosef is going to say in this case, you can't collect it because this totally, you got the wrong mizbeach. When you get the wrong mizbeach, according to Rabbi Yosef is going to say, that's nothing. Whereas according to Rabbi Shimon, no. But it hit a mizbeach, Lo Yasfenu. This is a separate machloket over here. Again, I want to tell you why we're bringing this down. All this was brought down to explain the Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan said, if you sprinkle the blood in the wrong spot, pasul. So the Gemara said, okay, pasul, but let me collect it. So the Gemara said, no, Rabbi Yosef holds. According to the Shita, that says, when you sprinkle the blood in the wrong spot, high, low, wherever it may be, it's lo yasfinu. There's no option of collecting. Okay, thank you very much. Now, once we got into that machloket of lo yasfinu or ken yasfinu, the Chasda gave us a different version of that shita, and said the machloket is not above and below. Above and below, everybody will say lo yasfinu. The machloket of whether you can collect it or not is going to be when you did it on a totally different mizbeah. They have a bigger sevara to say when you totally put the blood on the wrong mizbeah. Maybe the mizbeah is not mekadesh. Maybe I can collect it and do it again. And then we have machloket Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Shimon. Continue the Gemara. Now we're going to bring now a proof for Rabbi Yohanan. Okay, let's crystallize Rabbi Yohanan Shita. Blood in the wrong spot is pasul, no kapara, and I cannot collect it. Those are the two principles of Yohanan is teaching us today. Blood in the wrong spot is pasul. I'm now going to bring a ra'ayah to that shita. I'm going to bring a proof to that. Okay, what's the proof? Amar of Nechman, but it's like af anan namet tanina. We learned in a braita according to the shita of Rabbi Yohanan. This is talking about korbanot. This is what we're talking about now. Context. Korbanot that were pasul, but you put them on the mizbeach anyway. The law is going to be, do you have to take it off the mizbeach? Or do I say, once it went on the mizbeach, even though it's pasul, let it just stay there. Okay, now, it says like this, by the korban ola, it says, zot torat ha'ola, hi ha'ola, al mokeda ala mizbeach, kol ha'layla. The korban ola was brought, let's say, in the afternoon. It burnt on the mizbeach from the afternoon all the way until the next morning. Hiya ola al mokeda al mizbeach kol alayla. So the Gemara says like this: Rabbi Yehuda Amir zot hi ha'ola. There's three restrictive words in this pasuk: zot, this. He, this, ha'ola, the ola. Each word is coming to restrict to me another law regarding the korban ola. To teach me what? Hare'ilu shlosha me'utin. Prat, nishhata balayla. That's one psul. You have a korban that's slaughtered at night, the korban is pasul. Korbanot can only be slaughtered in the day. Next psul for shenishbak tama, or let's say the blood spilled, we didn't end up sprinkling it on the mizbeach. V'shiyatzad tama husa kilayin, or the blood left its borders, the walls. It's also psul. Im alta tered, or Rabbi Yehuda holds. If this type of korban, I'll give you an example. The kohen went, he slaughtered the animal at night. Is this animal kasher? It's pasul. The kohen then went and put it on the mizbeach. All of a sudden, another kohen comes and says, wait, that's the korban that you slaughtered at night. Take it off the mizbeach. Tered. All the blood went outside of the area. What's the deen? You put it on the mizbeach, take it down. Or the third case was, Mishpach tamah, the blood spilled on the floor. Take it down on the mizbeach. That's just Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon says no. He argues. He holds that these three pisulim you leave on the mizbeach. Rabbi Shimon Omer Ola. It says in the pasuk Ola, En li ela Ola kishera. That only tells me which goes on the mizbeach, a kosher Ola. Minayin lerabot shenishchita belayla veshenishpach dama veshiyatsa dama chutz lekilayim. How do I know that if you have a pasul korban, not only that, vehalan, or let's say a korban that was pasul belina, you didn't put the meat on the mizbeach that night, it stayed off the mizbeach the entire night, viyotze, or the animal went outside of its borders, v'tameh, or let's say the animal became tameh, v'shinishchat chutz lezmano, or there was a ma'achal, there was a kavanah pigul, that the kavanah with the time of the shechita was to eat it chutz lezmano, v'chutz lekomo, or to eat it outside of its place, v'shikblu pisulin, or the blood should be accepted by pisulin, v'zarku et dama, and they sprinkled it. They sprinkled the blood in the wrong place. All these cases where you did something wrong in the Qurban. Or Qurban Pesach, Qurban Chatat, that you stole it shalom lishman. Minayin. How do I know that all these cases, that if you put it on the Mizbeach, it stays on the Mizbeach? Tamud lomar, Torah ta'ola. Riba Torah achat lechol ha'olim. She'im alu lo yirdu. Wow, so Rabbi Chazal argues on Rabbi Yehuda. Get this machloket good. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda said, if you do something wrong with the Qurban and it goes on the Mizbeach, what are you supposed to do? Yered. Rav Chazal said, no, on the contrary. Zot Torat Ha'ola. Ola, he's learning it like a rim, as he's saying, Ola meaning Ode. Put it up. Leave it on there. If what happens, anything happens, Tameh, sprinkling wrong, Kavanot that are wrong, doing it at the wrong time, whatever psul you can imagine, according to Rabbi Shimon, it went on the Mizbeach, leave it. So the Gemara says, yeah, well, any type of psul? This is a big chiddush. Any type of psul, if it went on the Mizbeach, leave it there. So the Gemara pushes the point. The Gemara says, Yachol she'anim marbe af haroveya v'hanirba. Why? Even if the animal had a relation with a human being, that's a ma'us. You're going to tell me you left that on the mizbeach? V'hamukseh, or an animal that was designated for avodah zarah. You're going to tell me you can leave that on the mizbeach? V'hanni'evad, or it was actually worshipped for avodah zarah. V'ha'itnan, or is used to pay a zonah. Itnan zonah. Such a korban, you're going to keep on the mizbeach? V'mihir, that's mihir kelev. Right, you exchange it for a dog. Vakilayim, or the animal is a crossbreed. Vatarefa, or it's terefa, it's blemished. Vyotid dolphin. Right, C-section animals, also pasul. Those are also going to be good? Tamud lomar, zot. Zot comes in, relax. Not everything. So now, wait, the Gemara is saying like this.
What about the blood or even the animal?
Animal. So now, wait, get the Mishimon clear. Certain psulim, he tolerates. Other psulim, he can't tolerate. He has an inclusion and he has an exclusion. In the inclusionary word, Zot Torah Ta'olah, he says, any psul, Leave it on the Mizbeah. Then he's, well, I found the word Zot. So he comes along and gives me a whole list of psulim that if those were on the Mizbeah, take it off. So the Gemara says, Umara ita l'rabot et elu, ulotzi et elu, marbe ani et elu she'ar. So it was, why did you say these are okay and these are not okay? But he says, I'll tell you why. Marbe ani et elu she'aya psulan bakodesh, umotzi ani et elu she'lo aya psulan bakodesh. Like you said, there's a difference between all these cases. What's the chinuk? No. The last group, the animal became pasul before it was designated for a korban. An animal that's designated for avodah zarah is pasul already before even designated for a korban. Roveya, nirba, etnan zonah, although terefa. When it's pasul from the inception, then it was never valid. Therefore, if it went on the mizbeach, take it down. Mashenken in the other cases, the korban was valid. It became invalid subsequently. In those cases, if it went on the mizbeach, keep it on the mizbeach. Good. So that's where the Bishamon makes his chiluk between what goes up and what comes down. What do we need this for? The last point in the Gemara, Katani Mihat. How does the Katani Mihat work? Partial quotation. We just quoted you a long braita. Now, the Gemara does us a favor by telling us which line of the braita is pertinent to our conversation. So the after gives us the whole braita, it goes back to this Katani Mihat, partial quotation from that braita, which is pertinent to me. Hanitanin lemata shinitanan lemala. Ulmala shinitanan lemata. It said one of the cases over there. That it says what? If you put the blood in the wrong spot, up, down, up, and you put it on the Mizbeach, what does it say? According to the Bishimon, it's okay. Leave it there. Whereas according to Rabbi Yehuda, you have to take it down. However, Velo Palig Rabbi Yehuda, which means Rabbi Yehuda did not argue on Rabbi Shimon, which means even though Rabbi Yehuda holds that if the blood spilled on the floor, it's pasul, right? That's one of his examples. If the blood spilled on the floor, it's pasul. You have to take it down from the mizbeah. But when it came to putting the blood up and down and down and up, in that case, Rabbi Yehuda did not argue on the Bishimon. My tama, la mishum dekalte mizbeah. It's because bottom line, the mizbeah caught the blood. It's better than falling on the floor. When it falls on the floor, the mizbeah did not do anything with the blood. Mashenkin, when you hit the mizbeah, even though it hit the wrong spot, Rabbi Yehuda is going to say it's better. Bishma mina lo yeasvenu. And from there I learned that Rabbi Yehuda is going to hold that you do not collect the blood. Why? I'm going to say the proof outside for you now. Then we're done. We're trying to bring it ayah that Rabbi Yehuda is the shita that holds lo yasvin. That once the blood hits the mizbeah, you cannot collect the blood anymore. How do I know that? Because what did Rabbi Yehuda teach me? Rabbi Yehuda said, if the blood fell on the floor, korban is pasul. If you put it on the mizbeah, what are you supposed to do? Take it down. Next. Rabbi Shimon, what does Rabbi Shimon say? You sprinkled up, down, up, and you put it on the Mizbeach. What does he say? Leave it on the Mizbeach. Does Rabbi Yehuda argue in that case? Rabbi Yehuda doesn't argue in that case. He only argued where the blood fell on the floor. But if the blood went up, down, up, he says leave it on the Mizbeach. Why? Because must be, because since the blood hit the Mizbeach, it's not so bad. Because even though it was the wrong spot of the Mizbeach, but it hit the Mizbeach. Must be old subsequently as a result of that. That once it hits the Mizbeach, even the wrong spot, don't collect the blood. Because something was done. So from here we see that Biyuda Shita is Lo Yasfenu. What do I got to know that for? Because I'm going to say that Rabbi Yohanan that said that when you put the blood in the wrong spot, it's Pasul. He's following the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda that says Lo Yasfenu. That's going to say what? Do not collect the blood, because once you do it in the, even though he did it in the wrong spot, outside of its area, bottom line, it hit the Mizbeah. Once it hits the Mizbeah, it's considered he did something, not that it's going to be kashir, but enough that you cannot collect the blood anymore. So that's how we proved this shita. That what? We saw a shita like Rabbi Yohanan, that something that Rabbi Yohanan can be going like Rabbi Yehuda. That something hits the Mizbeah, albeit in the wrong spot, there's a din of Lo Yasfin.
So the Gemara continues, Amar Rabbi El-Azhar, Mizbeah Penimi, Mekadesh Pesulin. Means the inner Mizbeah. If you put on something that's not supposed to be on the Mizbeach HaPinimi, the inner Mizbeach, it's Mekadesh, which means it stays up there. You don't have to take it down. Even though it's Pasrul the Korban, it can remain on the Mizbeach. Which means the Pasrul that we learned earlier that said that something that's Pasrul has to come off the Mizbeach was on the Mizbeach HaChitzon. It was on the outer Mizbeach. But on the Mizbeach Pinimi, even if a Pasrul went up, Eno Yored. Ma'ikamash Ma'alan. So the Gemara asks, what's the Hadush? Tanina. It's a Braita. Any Tanin Bifnim. We learned it clearly in the Braita above. It said, any Tanin Bifnim. Things that were supposed to be inside, you put outside. Things that were supposed to put on the outside is better, you put inside. If you put the Imurim on the Mizbeach, and Muridim, or to the Devrei Kol. And smash over it, talk about all Korbanot. Korban Hatat as well, everything. And therefore, what's the Hadush that you're telling me over here? That if you put it on the, whatever you put on the Mizbeach Pinimi, that it's okay. That's what all the Korbanot is talking about. So he says that it's mashma from the Braita that it's talking about all the Korbanot, even Korban Hatat. And it gives us a rule when it comes to Korban Hatat. Dam Hatat nifsal b'chnisato lahechal. The blood of Korban Hatat becomes pasul when it goes inside the Hechal. And still, when you put it on the Mizbeach Penimi, we say it's Netkadesh, and you leave it there. Eino Yored. And it's not considered like Dam Shenishpach. Even though you're putting it on the Mizbeach Penimi, it doesn't belong there. We don't consider it like blood that spilled on the floor. So we learn from the Braita that it's even pasulim. Dam pasul, the dam hatat, that's pasul inside, that you put it on it, it's mekadesh. So what do you have to tell me this for? What did it be in Azad to bring this pasul for? This derash, Mizbeach Penimi, mekadesh pasul. We know that already. We know that from what it said above. That if I take something that belongs outside and I put it inside, lo yered. Zime atam. Hava mina hanimili dam dehazile. I would thought maybe that's only talking about blood. In the first statement, I would have said maybe only blood that belonged on the outer mizbeach is put on the inner mizbeach. I would say, okay, it's okay because there are bloods that fall on the inner mizbeach. However, aval komets, delo hazile, komets you never put on the inside mizbeach. So I would have thought, emalo, maybe it's going to be pasul legamre, because you never put komets on the inner mizbeach. Kamash ma'alan, that anything that you put on the inner mizbeach, even stuff that never goes on the inner mizbeach, for example, the komets of a mincha, but the avad, you leave it on the mizbeach. Metibe, ketoret zara, she'ala legabe mizbeach, tered, she'en lecha mikadesh pesulin, אלא מזבח החיצון בראוי לו חיצון אין פנימי לא ובקלי ברייטה וכתורת זרה that went on the מזבח מזבח פנימי take it down why? because the only מזבח that you keep pasul stuff on it is the חיצון what do you mean? you just told me now even the מזבח פנימי now the ברייטה smashed but only חיצון תליץ אחרי So learn it like this. Kavanah the Braita was like this. Ketoret zara she'alta lemizbeach ha'chitzon. That you brought a ket... What? Ketoret zara she'alta lemizbeach ha'chitzon tered. Why? She'en mizbeach ha'chitzon mekadesh pesulin ela ha'ra'uy lo. Which means since you don't bring the ketoret on the mizbeach penimi, so if you brought a ketoret zara mizbeach, I'm sorry, mizbeach ha'chitzon, you never bring it, so if it went on, take it off. The penimi, ben ra'uy lo, ben she'en ra'uy lo. But on the penimi, doesn't matter. Whether it's ra'uy or not ra'uy, whatever goes on the mizbeach penimi, even though it's pasul, you leave it there. My tama, what's the reason? Hai v'tzpa, ve'hai keli shanet. The mizbeach ha'chitzom was built on the tzpa of the Beit HaMikdash. Which is the floor of the Beit HaMikdash. The Mizbeach HaPinimi, however, is Nikdash. They actually made a Mishicha. One is just the Mizbeach that stands on the floor that was Kadosh. But the Mizbeach HaPinimi is Kadosh itself. It was anointed with the oil, and therefore it has a higher Kiddushah than the Mizbeach HaChitzon. And therefore, anything that's put on the inner mizbeach, whether it's ra'uilo, whether it's not ra'uilo, has the ability to be mekadesh. However, on the outer mizbeach, only things that are ra'ui, things that normally go on there. But ketoret never goes on there. So therefore, the ketoret on the outer mizbeach is not going to be kadosh. That's the deen of the Baruch Adonai Olam.